today.
This is St. John's Live. It's your show, and that means you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, I guess you wanted to start things out with a personal story. What, recently you got a ticket when you were down in Massachusetts.
Like in October, right.
Okay, and I guess you didn't have your speeding detector thing there, the radar detector. You didn't have that.
Well, I didn't happen to have it on at the time, but it doesn't change the fact that they were using LIDAR, and so there's really not much you can do against LIDAR.
Laser?
Yeah, it's...
You call it LIDAR because cops lie, or what? Where's that come from?
I don't know. I'll look it up for you, and I'll tell you what the LIDAR stands for.
But yeah, we were down in Massachusetts at one point, and they hit us with the laser, but luckily, I guess we weren't going fast enough for them to want to pull us over. We were definitely speeding, but not to the point where they came after us, so I think we got lucky.
I've been popped by the LIDAR, too, and when I had my speed detector dealie on, but usually it doesn't let you know until you've been hit.
Now, I think they make detectors that actually jam the lasers.
I think that they do, and I've heard so much on the internet about them being hoaxes.
Really?
That I'm just scared to buy one. I don't want to spend $1,500 on something that's going to jam LIDAR or that isn't going to jam LIDAR. So I don't know what to do about
it. Yeah, I don't know enough about it. I'm not enough of a driver. I don't speed off. I mean, I speed a little bit, but not crazy, and I don't go far enough to where I should make that investment.
Yeah, but, I totally get it.
I'm sure that, I mean, have you looked for like a frequently asked questions file online or something like that?
I've looked online. I'm not an expert on this online stuff like you are. You probably can go online and figure everything out pretty quickly and easily. When I go there, I don't know whether I'm looking at fact or fiction, whether right. I'm looking at someone's conjecture or, you know, it's not easy.
So what? So you got a ticket. Mm-hmm. And you decided you wanted to go to a hearing. What does that mean?
Well, I figured they gave me a ticket for going 80 in a 55. They have a highway. There's a highway in Massachusetts that it makes sense to them to make 55 miles an hour.
Was that like a $200 ticket?
$250 ticket.
Okay.
It was a $200 ticket, and then there was a $50 fee on the ticket. You know, whatever I'm getting assessed this fee for, no thanks, I don't want it.
Right.
I don't know.
There's a service fee.
Yeah, there's a service. There is something just like a service fee on the ticket. So I thought, you know, for $250, I think it might be interesting to see how this all goes. I've never fought a ticket before, I figured I'd go check it out. The cop wasn't in his vehicle when he popped me.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, he didn't pop me. He was walking along the side of the road, so he may have gotten me after he got onto the road and got behind me or something.
Okay.
But he didn't, you know, he didn't get me from the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, my case, you know, there's worse cases in the world. So I asked for a hearing, and it took him 2 months or some ridiculous amount of time to finally give me a hearing. It was back in October, and now it's January.
Okay.
I just had my hearing. And in Massachusetts, they don't, you don't get to face your accuser at your first hearing.
You do. The state.
Well, I did face the state. I faced a magistrate and a cop guy.
Okay.
The cop guy was not my cop guy. And, you know, I showed up a little late. I got lost getting there. And finally...
That's no good. They don't like that.
They didn't have a problem with it. Apparently, they're dealing with enough miscreants, and they have a system for it. So it didn't matter.
Okay.
Now, if I would have not shown up by an hour or two later, then it might have been a bigger deal.
Hmm.
But I was scheduled for 10:30, and if I would have not been there by 12:15, it would have been a problem.
All right.
So I had to wait half an hour before I got seen. And
was it all traffic? The court you were in, all traffic stuff?
Yes. Okay. And this isn't really a court situation.
Hmm.
This one guy's a magistrate, the other guy's a cop.
So magistrates are not judges?
No. He was not wearing a robe, and he was not a judge.
Huh. Okay.
This is
so
sort
like
of
a decider.
He's a decider. This is a preliminary thing before your appeal where you actually get a real trial, supposedly.
Got it.
And the real trial, I believe, is in front of a judge, and you get to face your cop and that kind of
thing. I see.
So they called me in, and I sat down, and they told me that I was charged with going 80 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone, and what do I have to say for myself? I'm like, I wasn't going 80 miles an hour. I was going 60 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
Which I practiced in front of the mirror just to make sure my delivery was good. I was going 60 miles an hour.
Okay.
I should have said I wasn't going 80 miles an hour unless all the cars were going 80 miles an hour, because I was just keeping up with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I was speeding. I couldn't tell you how fast I was going. I was just keeping up with traffic is what I should have said. But instead, I admitted guilt by saying 60 to 5 miles an hour. And he kind of clung to that. No cop would ever pull me over for going 5 miles an hour over the limit unless they, you know, profiled me somehow and they're not going to do that. So, he asked, and I told him that the cop was walking along the side of the road. There's no way he hit me with LIDAR, blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, we both know this officer. They know. These guys are in cahoots.
Sure, of course.
Of course they are. And I'm like, oh, boy. And, they told me how great LIDAR is and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit me with something I wasn't prepared for. So I decided that I was at that point, I'm going to give up.
Okay. What did they hit you with?
Well, they cut the ticket in half.
I see. They're going to cut you a break.
Yeah. They gave me a plea bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sitting there thinking, well, they didn't buy my story about going 60 miles an hour. They like this cop. They feel they have their evidence is pretty solid as far as the LIDAR.
But they're also the state. I mean, you can't challenge these things.
Well, you can challenge them.
I think maybe you could challenge them if you walked in there with a Mark Stevens script.
Oh, I don't think you have a chance with a Mark Stevens script.
But, I mean, otherwise, they can do whatever they want to do to you.
Mark Stevens might have a chance with a Mark Stevens script. I think if you're going to do the Mark Stevens thing, fly Mark Stevens out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you even get representation at something like this.
Right. Well, they are totally in control. They're the ones with the claim. They're the ones with the court. And really, they are just being nice to you, so-called, by cutting the ticket in half.
I must say,
to do that.
There were three people ahead of me. There were four people ahead of me, three of which got off completely. Completely got off.
Also speeding tickets?
Yes. On a different...
What
different
was their technique?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to talk to them. They want to leave once they get off. You know, I'm out of here.
Sitting there in the courtroom?
No, there was no sitting in the courtroom. There were three people in that room when I was in there, and I was one of them.
You come in, then you leave, the next person comes
in. Right. And basically, they'd come out, and they'd give the disposition of their case. I made it! Got completely off, or... Mm-hmm. The one gal said, I should have lied. And as she walked out, I assume she was found some sort of guilty mm-hmm. or another. And I told everybody as I came out, I said half price, and I left. But
funny.
Yes, well, that's essentially what happened. They offered me half price, and I took it.
So is it worth your time, the hours that you spent driving and waiting and all of that?
No,
for the
It wasn't worth my time, but it was sort of some show prep. I was kind of interested in what goes on in these circumstances. If my case had been better, if I hadn't have been going 80 miles an hour, which I absolutely was going 80 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone.
But even if you'd only been going 55 and they pulled you over claiming that you were doing 80, how do you refute that? You can't.
I understand.
You can't show them anything.
If I had been going 55 and I had been pulled over for doing 80, I would go back. Now, you know, I wouldn't have taken the punishment for something that I didn't do.
But my point is, if they wanted to dole out the punishment, you would have taken it. Like if they had, if you'd gone,
I would have taken it
rather than
open up in the with an automatic weapon in the courtroom.
Right.
Yes, I would have taken it.
Right. If you'd gone in there and said, "Look, magistrate, I didn't do it. I was only doing 55," and you were being honest with them, and he says, "Well, they told me you did 80. I'll offer you half off," and you'd say, "No, I didn't do anything." And then they say, "Okay, well, I guess you're going to trial." Then you go to trial, and then what happens? Then they screw you. Then you're going to get the full amount.
Well,
you've got no. It just seems so difficult to me to fight these things.
There were five people that I can give you evidence that I had evidence on today, and three of them walked away.
Mm-hmm.
I say take it to court just for kicks, at least once in your life, and do it.
I see.
In my case, I can afford to go and fight this thing and find out.
If you were prepared to pay the full amount, regardless what happened, it would be interesting to take a Mark Stevens approach. AdventuresInLegalLand.com is his website. And basically what he does is he asks a bunch of questions to box the judge into a corner. Either the judge will have to slap you with a full charge or throw out the case entirely. Interesting approach. More on the way. 800-259-9231. How free trade hurts? We'll investigate. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8 Toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, and that does include the bulletin board system. We've got over 165,000 posts for you. Over 1,300 people are interacting. Lots of stuff to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. All there and all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones to the fun, Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called because something happened to my wife today. She works about a mile from our home, and she works at night. So she's coming home in the morning at about 7:30 or so, and she gets pulled over by the police. Now, she's not speeding or anything. She gets pulled over, and the police inform her that the old car that we have in the driveway that's been parked there for months has not passed the emissions test, and therefore her license was suspended.
So wait, they were wait? Were they waiting for her? Wait a minute, were they? I mean, they knew about the car in your driveway, so they were sort of staking her out to pull her over. Where was she pulled over in relation to your driveway?
She was pulled over just coming out of her work.
So they were waiting
and
for her.
Yeah, it seems to me like they were waiting for her. Yes, that sure is what it seems like. Because her license was suspended. They knew that she had, because she has a new Jeep that she drives. Or it's a year old, but it's new to her. And the old car that she had is a junker. She used to drive around in the wintertime, and it hasn't moved since probably a year ago. It's just been sitting there. She filled out all the paperwork that she was supposed to fill out. She sent it into the state. She did everything she's supposed to do like a good little drone. And they still pulled her over and suspended her license.
Well, now, wait a minute. Okay, so her license wasn't suspended when she was pulled over. They suspended her license after she was pulled over because the other car, the junker car, hadn't had emissions testing.
Well, her license was suspended before she was pulled over. That's why they pulled her over, because it was suspended. And, yes, it was because the other car, the old car, had not had its emissions tested for such a long time.
Well, that it seems to me that that other car is a non-moving violation. And how can they suspend a license over a non-moving violation? I mean, they could, you know, generally when you get
a state of Illinois, and they can do what they want.
They can do what they want.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's wrong.
And they're going to do what they want.
It's wrong, and it's inappropriate to suspend her driving privileges because there's a what amounts to a abandoned vehicle in the driveway, or, you know, not abandoned, but a junk vehicle is what the terminology they generally use. It may very well be a Lamborghini, but if it's not licensed and, you know, emitted and inspected, as far as they're concerned, it's junk.
It is a junk car. We admit that. It's a junk car. All she has to do is pick up the phone and have them take it to the junkyard. But because of this, she cannot drive for 3 days.
It's ridiculous.
She had to call around the state today to tell them what was going on with the car, and they finally said, okay, we should get this straightened out in 3 days.
So they're going to unsuspend her license if you tow the car away? What are the parameters that she will get her license back?
She's getting her license back. It doesn't matter what we do with the car. She had filled out all the proper paperwork. It's their error.
Oh.
Their error, because she had filled out all the paperwork saying, you know, here, this car doesn't work anymore.
I don't
drive it anymore.
They
lost the paperwork, or, I don't know, some bureaucrat misplaced it.
It happens all the time. There's all kinds of paperwork mishaps that result in people getting in trouble. And then you waste hours and hours of time, and who knows, in some cases, some amount of dollars, just trying to get everything straightened out again.
Exactly what happened to her, and now she's got to go to work tonight. She hasn't any sleep.
How's she going to get there? Is she going to walk? You driving her or what?
Her father's going to give her a ride. I would give her a ride, but I'm going somewhere at 7 o'clock. Her father's going to give her a ride.
Well,
and
best of luck getting
daughter,
all that straightened out, Mike.
Yeah.
Or Matt, rather.
Our daughter's going to get her, pick her up in the morning, It's a big hassle. I hate these anti-pollution laws. They're stupid laws.
Unfortunately, there are inspections. I wish I could tell you that there's good news here in New Hampshire, but unfortunately there are inspections up here as well. So hopefully we'll be able to get rid of those one of these days.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to know is there's this guy named Dave who called you last night.
Mm-hmm.
Is his real name Tommy Chong?
Thanks
he does sound
calling,
like
Matt.
Him.
We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I think most people think he sounds like Rocky.
Like Rocky Balboa. Well, he doesn't quite have the accent that Rocky does.
Right.
Not quite the same, but he talks slow like Tommy Chong does, you know, I can't imitate it. You and I met him one time at the...
What?
You didn't...
Oh, you mean Tommy Chong?
Yes.
No, I didn't meet Tommy Chong.
You did not?
No.
Oh, well, I met
him. What was that, the comedy club?
No, it was at the radio station. He came in and did morning shift on the oldies thing.
I missed that. All right, 800-259-9231, the packet 8, toll-free line. We're going to talk about so-called free trade here in a moment. But since we're talking about vehicles getting pulled over, let's go to Bangor, Maine, and the Associated Press. The Bangor City Council approved a measure on Monday that prohibits people from smoking in vehicles when children are present. When the law goes into effect next week, Bangor will be the first municipality in Maine to have such a law. Similar statewide measures have been adopted in Arkansas, Louisiana, and are under consideration in several other states. People who smoke with children present in a confined space of a car or truck might as well be deliberately trying to kill those children, said City Council bureaucrat Patricia Blanchett, who is a smoker. As though that makes what she's doing all the more okay.
Right. As you know, I've heard smokers abdicate their responsibilities for quitting by, attempting to come up with things like this. Well, you know, if they just pass a law that would make cigarettes that much more, then I would stop. You know what? You're responsible for stopping. You started smoking. You have to stop. Don't go and pass coercive, violent laws against people because you don't have what it takes to quit.
Well,
I know it's hard. Please, stop. Get away from the law books.
The councilwoman says, let's step up to the plate and lead. Our children are worth the fight. Well, how do you feel about this? I mean, is it worth it to essentially create a new law that will allow police to pull over parents and harass them simply to save the children? Are children really being saved anyway? Is secondary smoke inhalation or secondhand smoke inhalation really as dangerous as they say?
What I've seen people that have habits, they have an oral fixation. They're trying to fix their oral fixation by using fake cigarettes. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody who likes to chew on straws?
Sure.
Just the philosophy of chewing on a straw, just the thought of it makes me want to gag a little bit. Like the whole idea of chewing on a straw, but I wouldn't use a law in order to implement my my druthers.
Well, chewing on a straw is not going to hurt your kids.
It makes me want to gag though.
I see.
When I see somebody chewing on a straw.
Oh, so that could hurt you.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying that, I wonder if cops will be pulling people over for chewing on straws or using one of these oral fixation devices or, I don't know, they have a pin in their mouth.
It's an excellent question because that leads us to the next part of the article, and that is whether or not this is going to be a primary or a secondary offense, meaning can the police pull you over if you're in Bangor, Maine, for if they think you're smoking a cigarette? Or do they have to pull you over for something else? We'll explain on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners, and the point of the Shrine is to show them off. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about, and if you are a lady listener, then you might want to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL. SACL CAI. SACL, where they don't break your legs.
Bangor, Maine, City Councilwoman Patricia Blanchette, smoker, she's leading the fight to make it illegal, and in fact they have with a 6-3 vote earlier this week, to make it illegal to smoke a cigarette with children present in the confined space of a car or truck. Now, it doesn't specify that if the window is down, that's going to make a difference. I don't think it will. Essentially, if you're smoking a cigarette and there's a child in your vehicle, then you could get pulled over because they've decided that this is not going to be a secondary offense. This is going to be a primary offense. An amendment that was added makes the violation a primary offense. That means the police can pull over vehicles if they see somebody smoking with anyone under the age of 18 in the vehicle. If it were a secondary offense, police would have to stop the vehicle for some other reason, such as speeding. Which, of course, we know that cops make up reasons all the time to pull people over. Several residents, doctors, and representatives of the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce and the Fusion Bangor Development Group spoke in favor of the ordinance. A pediatrician said the evidence is incontrovertible that exposure to cigarette smoke causes medical disorders in children, including asthma, bronchitis, ear infections, and heart disease. Children are the most in need of the protection by public policy because they can't protect themselves, he said. But the ordinance also had its critics. Another counselor voted against the law, said the police department should devote its energy to more important issues. Well, that means she's against children, Mark. There's already too much government intervention in people's lives, she said, and I would agree with her on that one. What other ways could we maybe have the government step in to prevent children from being harmed that we haven't yet thought up? What's going to come next now that they can pull people over for smoking a cigarette in their car, even though this doctor claims it's incontrovertible evidence? I don't know that necessarily is the case, because from what we've seen, the EPA study that was originally done, what was it, in the 80s, I think?
Yeah.
It was done on secondhand smoke, was essentially falsified.
Yeah.
They just made up some numbers or put a different, I forget exactly how they screwed the pooch on that one, but
They took all of the people that had lung cancer and said those people have come in contact with secondhand smoke, which is a true statement.
At some point in their lives.
And then, therefore, this is where it gets erroneous. They applied the fact that they came in with secondhand smoke to the fact that they have lung cancer, and that's what they did. Essentially,
they
blamed all cases.
They made that logical jump and came to the conclusion that it must have been the secondhand smoke.
I mean, wasn't it Superman's wife, Christopher Reeve's wife? Didn't she die of lung cancer, not a smoker?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I believe that was the case.
And then there's George Burns, who made it to age 100, smoking cigars quite a bit, and I don't believe he got any cancer.
I don't think that, cigar smoking in the manner that George Burns did them is different than cigarette smoking.
Mm.
I know you don't smoke cigarettes or cigars, so you don't really know that. But
I understand, but you're smoking a cigar, you can still get mouth cancer from smoking cigars,
or
right?
Or throat, or, you know, yeah.
Okay, cancer, yes. I don't think he had those.
He did not.
Those things.
And, you know, there's lots of smokers that die of things besides lung cancer.
Right.
There's no way to be certain that that's what's going to happen. Some people die of lung cancer. Some people don't die of lung cancer. And
what about parents that let their kids...
It just exacerbates the situation.
I just want to think of some other things. Since governments, I guess what they're going by here is that children need protection from the government, say the advocates, because they can't protect themselves. Well, what other things can government get into in our private lives that they have yet to actually get into and meddle with? How about sugar bomb cereals? How about parents that allow their children to eat Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs, Frosted Flakes, these cereals that obviously are not good for kids? They could harm the children's teeth if they aren't brushing their teeth. You know, are we going to make it so that we have checkups every day or every other day at school, or maybe once a week, just to make sure that kids are brushing their teeth correctly? Are we going to start stepping into the family bathroom as well, if we could? I mean, wouldn't there be some do-gooders that would like to do something like that?
I think that people would claim that sugary cereals can contribute to kids having, ADHD and
diabetes
disorders. Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of things that they could claim, and that's dangerous for children.
What other things? Maybe taking the kids out to fast food too often, a little more often than is acceptable. Maybe we need to have a maximum quota of fast food, because some parents are in a rush, I guess. They don't feel like they have enough time to eat to make some food at home, so they run out to McDonald's, grab a Happy Meal, something like that. Maybe we should keep track of these sorts of things. Maybe if we can have a cop what we'll do is we'll have McDonald's employees be the enforcers, because it's too hard to hire police officers to actually watch all of the fast food chains. So what we could do is just make it so that the employees at each restaurant track all of the parents that come through.
But people will lie. They'll wear disguises. Here's what we need to do.
Nope. Okay.
UPC symbol tattooed. Electroviolet. Yeah, electroviolately on the hand.
RFID chip implanted.
Or if people don't have a hand, put it on their forehead. And then they can, bloop, bloop, they get scanned.
Right.
And then it'll draw up their computer file.
We want to make sure parents are being responsible, right? I mean, that's the purpose of all this.
Right, and then that way you'll know not only what their kids have been eating, but what they've been buying themselves. If they have, you can have their medical records kind of, evaluated in there. And if they're not eating right, you could, you know, just mandate that that's what they buy. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bernard, you can't have a pizza. How about a leafy green salad tonight?
This is, you think we're being a little bit facetious, and we are to an extent.
This is what these people would like.
This is what they would like. These are their fantasies, and I believe we're probably just barely even scratching the surface of the fantasies of these people. And I understand where they're coming from, because some parents aren't the greatest parents in the world. Some of them might even be violent towards their children. Some of them might be dangerous to have kids around. Some of them might be sickos. I don't know. There's a lot of freaks out there that have kids. And I'm sure that a lot of individuals who care about children see these bad parents. They see parents beating their kids or hitting them in the shopping mall or whatever, and they see this negative behavior from parents. They see parents smoking cigarettes near the kids in the car, and they get upset about it, and they feel like they should do something. They feel like they can save all of the children in bad parental situations in America if they just pass the right laws. And so I understand where they're coming from, but it's an infringement upon our liberties. And I don't feel good about it.
And, you know, who's to say how I raise my kids? I have something to back up what you just said as far as these people having fantasies, what we both asserted as far as these people having fantasies. And it's very quick. From the UPI, the Family Foundation of Virginia, which successfully lobbied against same-sex marriage last year, mm-hmm. Well, now they want to change the laws so that under current law, either a husband or wife may end marriage without giving a specific reason. The Family Foundation would change this to affect couples with children, and they want to make it much harder for couples to get divorces in Virginia. Heterosexual couples.
So kids, families with children, they want to make it more difficult.
They want to make it more difficult, which I'm
because
sure...
Because it's in the best interest of the children, supposedly, right?
Right. They're also fighting for pornography blocking software in Virginia's public libraries, which I don't really have the biggest problem in the world with. But and they're also an ongoing battle against abortion. Do you see? These people have agendas.
They want to mold society as though for some reason it's a good idea. I understand where they're coming from. But as though it's a good idea to force two people to stay together that don't want to be together, that's going to be good for kids?
Oh, like it's going to work. I mean, if I want to leave, I'm leaving.
Not if the law steps in and forces you to go home, mister.
No, they can't make me go home.
No,
they can make me stay married.
Well, maybe that's what's next.
But that's just
Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. That does include archives and more. But give it all away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access. But we just do it for free. Because we're nice like that. And we do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show in return by voting for us. Mark, how is it that listeners can vote for the show?
Well, they just go to vote.freetalklive.com and enter their email address right there, and they'll be sent a confirmation, and then click on the confirmation. The whole process you can do in 15 seconds.
Well, that'd be pretty quick.
You'd have to be ready.
And that's presuming their email servers are going to pump out that validation email within that period of time. There could be a delay there, but it's fast, and it's easy. Vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes a difference for us because it helps bring new listeners to the show, because your votes put us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, as they have been this month. But we're not number one, so we need your vote if you've yet to do it this month. Vote.freetalklive.com. My question for you right now is, what sort of, since we're talking about these ideas that the society molders are coming up with, those who believe they know how to raise children, believe that their way is the best way, believe that they want to impose their way upon you, mm-hmm. if you're a parent, or perhaps a parent-to-be, as you might be, Mark, soon. They are going to impose their way upon you, and if you don't like their way, well, then you're going to go to jail. And so I just wondering, you know, we've talked about the story from Bangor, Maine, where they're going to make it illegal. It's going to be a pulloverable offense, primary offense, to where the cops can pull you over if they see you smoking a cigarette in a car and they believe that you're in the car with someone who's under the age of 18. Doesn't matter. They don't have to have any evidence. Just if they think that that's what's going on.
There's a short person in the car with you.
Right. And so that's one example of a real-life example of how the government is stepping into people's personal lives. And it's not just happening in Bangor, Maine. It's happening in other states. Other localities are also considering laws like this. And my question is, what other ways do you think these control freaks are going to try to step into people's lives?
Well,
what are some of their fantasies? What would they love to be able to do if they could just pass a law?
a nanny statist, and that's essentially what's going on here. You know, we have to watch out for people. And the children are just really the best excuse around.
Sure. I've been using them forever.
Well, you know, they're separate human beings that you're responsible for, so you have to be perfect in every way in order to take care of these separate human beings. Otherwise, you're violating, you know, their rights to a good life. I want kids to have a good life. I do.
Sure.
I just think that you know, parents should be responsible for their kids to some extent. Otherwise, we're all going to lose all our freedoms. And then what kind of world are the kids going to inherit?
A brave new world, Mark.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nanny statist could say, you know, driving in a car is dangerous. You know there's people out there that want to get rid of cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driving in cars is dangerous. We need to stop people driving in cars. Jumping out of airplanes is dangerous. We need to stop people from skydiving.
I want to focus more on kids, though. I think that using the car example is good, because a nanny statist could say, well, we have licenses for driving in cars. Why shouldn't we have licenses for having children?
Oh, they absolutely say something.
There have been people who have made those suggestions before.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, if you think about it and you try to figure out how this system would be implemented, then it gets really scary. Because then if they make it illegal, again, there are people that want this. We aren't just fantasizing here, and these are certainly not my fantasies. These are other sick control freak fantasies. Anyway, there are certainly people that would love to see this happen. So, for instance, you would have to, if you were going to have a baby, you would have to essentially go to some sort of government-approved parenting class. You would have to go and maybe go in periodically for evaluations to ensure that you haven't changed your method of rearing your children. Maybe periodic evaluations by some social worker who, of course, knows what's best. And then, of course, that means that we're going to be adopting one particular method, one accepted, government-accepted method of raising children in America. And if you disagree with the government-accepted method of raising children, then you're going to be SOL.
Yeah, tough luck.
Right, because it's the law, my friend.
You know, and the other thing you have to ask yourself, what's the government going to do if you get pregnant, if a woman gets pregnant, and she hasn't been properly approved?
Well, you can't have abortions, I guess.
Why not?
You mean mandated government abortions? I suppose it could go that way, depending on who gets in charge.
Well, the government's already telling kids what medical treatments they have to get, that kind of thing. I mean, you remember the kid that didn't want to get X procedure done?
Yeah,
that was
16-year-old.
Somewhat life-threatening? Well, sorry, kid, you've got to have the procedure.
Yeah.
I don't see why, what more of a step it is to tell
you
an adult.
You are an approved mother, you have to have an abortion.
Yeah, right. You are not a state-approved mother, you must have an abortion.
Mm.
And if you don't
we'll
do
take
it,
the kid.
Even so, they could just very well take her out. What are they going to do to you if you don't do what they want normally, Ian?
They're going to throw you in jail.
Yeah, the cops will grab you.
Right.
It'll be a crime.
Scary stuff. I want to know what you think. What are some of the ways that the nanny statists would love, the most creative ways for them to take control, even more control, wrest control away from parents and put it in the hands of the state to make us all even, you know, ever the more dependent on state regulations and state rules? They're going in that direction. There's a story out of California about universal health care. I'm sure we'll touch on it. In fact, let's go to the phones first. Let's talk to Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hello? Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, you hear about this? I just saw it on ABC News about, you know, an hour ago.
What is this?
The new California healthcare reform bill or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're working on it. It hasn't happened. It hasn't passed yet, but it's probably inevitable out in California.
Oh, it hasn't passed yet?
No, the news from ABC News, at least today, was that Governor Schwarzenegger unveiled a bold new plan to give every person in California health insurance coverage. So it's not per se total universal health care, but it's universal health care coverage. So it's like the first step towards full-on state acquisition of the health care industry.
Right. You heard about how they were planning on paying for some of it?
Taxes.
Yeah. 2% tax on doctors and a 4% tax on hospitals.
Hmm.
That's part of it. I mean, you know,
I didn't see that. He's pushing this and claiming it's going to save the government $10 billion a year, somehow.
Supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm skeptical, but you know.
Well, this is what's happening in Massachusetts. They just did this, they passed it in late 2006.
Yeah,
it's required. Massachusetts doing the same thing.
Right.
where everyone is going to be mandated by law to have health insurance, and if you don't have health insurance, then you have to buy the state version or something like that. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, it's a crappy state anyway. So.
Yeah, just more mandates on people. Nick, any other thoughts for us?
Actually, I just wanted to bring that up for you guys, but I guess you already heard about it.
We'll jump into it here. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Since you brought it up, Schwarzenegger's proposed a sweeping health care plan to cover California's 6.5 million uninsured, including all children, regardless of their immigration status. He said, Schwarzenegger's plan reflects a growing nationwide trend. Many states are now getting involved in health care reform, and some observers say more will address the issue in 2007, this year. Jim Frog, the Center for Health Transformation, says, I'd say just about all 50 of them would tell you that they're wrestling with serious health care reform.
Mm.
The reason more states are interested in health care reform is an increasing number of uninsured Americans. They're doing it because they care, Mark. They care about you.
That's what it's all draped in, but it's really just they don't think we can handle things ourselves, and they love to administrate crap.
Well,
they're bad at it, but they like to do it.
You've got over 42 million people, apparently, in the United States that are uninsured. 8 in 10 come from working families like Cliff Whalen. Whalen's a single father in Massachusetts raising a 9-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. He's a personal care attendant caring for his quadriplegic brother and earns about $25,000 a year. Whalen's children are covered by health insurance, but Whalen can't afford to insure himself. He says, I work 50 hours a week. I'm not looking for free insurance. I'm just asking for something I can afford. Whalen expects that to change. He lives in Massachusetts, where a universal health care plan was passed last year. When it kicks in, he'll be eligible to buy into cheaper care.
Now, let's not forget that Massachusetts, with all its insurance regulations, and all states really are guilty of this to some level or another,
sure.
With all of its insurance regulations that require insurance companies to do this and insurance companies to do that, and not allow consumers to do a la carte choosing as far as what they want, that's what resulted in insurance companies, charging so much for premiums as it is.
And
they're required to offer this full boatload of service if they give you any.
There's that problem, and then there's just the problem with this guy claims he can't afford the insurance. Well, maybe if Massachusetts wasn't jacking him with a state income tax and a property tax and sales tax and the federal income tax on top of that, maybe if we didn't have to pay 50% of our income into all these taxes, maybe we would be able to afford the health insurance and other forms of insurance. You think? Hour number two's on the way. What do you think? 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. This is your show.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times.